The following is a lecture to college youth on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 8, text number 32, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 24th, 2017, in Pune, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
There's a very nice verse, very relevant for practicing Krishna consciousness in youth. I wanted to read to you all. It's in the fourth canto, the chapter, I don't know, the text is 32. My smartphone doesn't tell me what chapter it is, it just tells me the canto and the verse. But I will just read it, we won't recite it because we don't have much time. Ato nivartatam esha nirbandastava nishpala yatish yatis yati bhavan kale shayasamas samupastite. Now this is Narada Muni speaking to that boy Dhruva. You see, he's come to the forest because we all know the story. He was rather disturbed that he was kicked off his father's lap, and his mother Suniti said, "What can I do, my dear boy? He loves the other wife more than me." So he was rather disturbed that he was is a kshatriya. He wants to rule. That's his nature. And he's being he knows now as a little boy, he can, very smart, even a little boy, he knows now I will have no access to being an actual kshatriya, a ruler, because can't even sit on my father's lap, but to speak of have some kingdom. So he's very disturbed. He went to the forest. His mother said, "My dear boy, I don't know what to do, but the sages, they go to the forest and they find Vishnu and he can solve all their problems." So he decided to go to the forest to see Lord Vishnu as a young, little, tiny boy. So, who does he meet in the forest but Sri Narada Muni? Narada Muni has the expert ability to show up at the right time, at the right place, anywhere in the universe with something. When knowledge needs to be given, Narada Muni will be there. This comes popping in somehow or other. Narada Muni manifests. It's amazing. We all hope that he'll manifest for us someday. Huh? Yeah, the messenger, the representative certainly is Prabhupada, is Narada Muni's representative. So Narada Muni is actually testing him. He says, "My dear boy," see, there's the context of the previous verse. Let's see. I might as well catch the previous verses. So you have dedicated, he tells Dhruva, "So you have decided to undertake the mystic process of meditation under the instruction of your mother just to achieve the mercy of the Lord. But in my opinion, such austerities are not possible for any ordinary man. It is very difficult to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After trying this process for many, many births and remaining unattached to material contaminations, placing themselves continually in trance and executing many types of austerities, many mystic yogis were unable to find the end of the path of God-realization. For this reason, my dear boy, you should not endeavor for this. It will not be successful. It is better that you go home. When you are grown up, by the mercy of the Lord, you will get a chance for these mystic performances. At that time, you may execute this function." Prabhupada, in one lecture, was describing this pastime. Very wonderful how Prabhupada described it. Narada Muni said, "You should go home." So Dhruva said, "If you're telling me to go home, I'm telling you to go home." That's the determination you need, you see. Because many people will tell you this is not very important. Narada Muni was testing, but the others are not really trying to test you. They really don't want you to become self-realized, you see. They really want you to get into this. They want you to get you know, society, friendship, and love. They want you to be absorbed in society, friendship, and love. And the most dear, what is that? Some saying like that, society, friendship, and love. The most dear things to man, something like that, is some saying. But, oh yeah, society, friendship, and love divinely bestowed upon man. They want you to remain absorbed in that, you see. They don't want you to be taking up the path of renunciation and self-realization. So, Narada Muni's, and then there's a purport by Prabhupada. Generally, a thoroughly trained person takes to spiritual perfection at the end of his life. According to the Vedic system, therefore, life is divided into four stages. In the beginning, one becomes a brahmachari, a student who studies Vedic knowledge under the authoritative guidance of a spiritual master. He then becomes a householder and executes household duties according to the Vedic process. Then the householder becomes a vanaprastha, and gradually when he is mature, he renounces household life and becomes and vanaprastha life also and takes to sannyasa, completely devoting himself to devotional service. Generally, people think that childhood is meant for enjoying life by engaging oneself in sports and play, for enjoying the company of young girls. And when one becomes old, the end of life, then he may try to execute devotional service or a mystic yoga process. But this conclusion is not for devotees who are actually serious. The great sage Narada is instructing Dhruva Maharaj just to test him. Actually, the direct order is that from any point of life, one should begin rendering devotional service. But it is the duty of the spiritual master to test the disciple to see how seriously he desires to execute devotional service. Then he may be initiated. So, sports and young girls. This is what young men are into. Sports and young girls, isn't it? But where does that take you, sports and young girls? It takes you to another body. Not a human body, even. You see, you've achieved this human birth because it is your one chance to get out of the cycle of birth and death. You went through 8 million different species of life before you got the human form. Of course, we started as Lord Brahma when we first fell down. Because we didn't go back to Godhead from our birth as Brahma, then we got another chance, slower, lower, we only went all the way down to the bottom, Indra Gopa germ. And we came up again, you see. We're going up and down in this karma chakra, the cycle of birth and death. So this human birth you've gotten now, especially in India, this is an extremely rare, even the demigods are hankering for such a birth. It's an extremely rare thing you've gotten. So don't be carried away. Don't be enamored by sports and girls and money. Don't be enamored by these things. One can take grass to life. That is an option available. But not unless you're trained as a brahmachari. Otherwise, you will become grihamedi. You'll be in the dark well, which will take you to another material body again in your next life. Every boy is meant to be trained as a brahmachari. You see, from the age of 5, actually, they go to the ashram of the spiritual master. So you've come late. You should have been here at the age of 5. What are you, ages now? 25? 20? 20s? Early, young 20s?
Yes.
Yeah, you're 15 years late. You came 15 years late. Well, better late than never. Make the best use of a bad bargain. I also came late. I came at the age 22 before I joined the Brahmacharya Ashram, you see. So you make the best use of a bad bargain. I got a late start, but well, better late than never. Let me take full advantage of it. They say, don't worry about it now, my dear son. Just make money, get married, enjoy life, you know, Bollywood, and have a great time, and enjoy life. And then when you're older, you can think about this. But you know what? If you don't train yourself now, you won't be able to think about it at the time of death. Because whatever you absorb your life in now, that's what you're going to be absorbing at the time of death. So unless you absorb yourself now, now's the best time. I'm in Gainesville. One reporter came. Prabhupada came to our Gainesville. We had a little center near the campus there. And so many youth had joined. And they said, why are you educating the youth? Like, you have some kind of a plot, you know. She insidious strategy to capture the youth. This was her motive of her question. She was challenging, actually. Prabhupada said, that is the time of education, isn't it? Youth is the time of education. So that is a natural thing. To take Krishna consciousness as a youth is natural. It's not an unnatural thing. Because youth is the time of education. So what is the most important education? Raja Vidya Raja Goyam Pavitamitamutamam Prachakshavagamam Dharma Shushukam Kratam Avyagam. This knowledge is the king of education. The most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion, and it is ecstatically performed. Susukam, in great ecstasy. Prabhupada said, you cannot find anything about this process that you can say, Swamiji, this point is troublesome. Prabhupada said, it is simply recreation, susukam. It may appear not to be recreation, getting up in the morning, early, before the sunrise. When I had a preaching center in Norman, Oklahoma, many years ago, I had a next-door neighbor, just a few feet, it was on the same rental property. I had the house, and he had an apartment behind the house. I rented the whole house. He rented an apartment in the backyard of the house, so we were very close neighbors. I would be up chanting my japa before sunrise. He got up one morning. He was up early one morning, unusually, as they don't usually up early in the morning, the karmi. But he said, what are you doing up at such an ungodly hour? They call it an ungodly hour. That's the culture. It's a saying, an ungodly hour. Look it up in Wikipedia. It's an ungodly hour, you see, early in the morning. They call it ungodly. Just see the culture. The godly hour, they call the ungodly hour. It's just like Krishna says in the Gita, you know. What is night for all beings is a time for the transcendentalness, you see. Yana shasarabhutanam tasham jagati samyami yasham jagati bhutani sanasha pashatomune. What is night for all beings is the time of awakening for the self-controlled. And what is time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage. So you don't want to be in that culture which considers the early morning an ungodly time. You have to get out of that culture. You've been born into that culture. Now you have to get out of it. It's a misfit culture. Whether it's America or India, it's misfit culture. You have to come out of that madness of the misfit culture and come to actual culture, Vedic culture. You understand these points? You have to come out of the misfit culture and come to the actual culture of Krishna consciousness. As a youth, you must do that. If you put it off, you're just gambling. And gambling is against our principles, isn't it? No gambling allowed. If you postpone your Krishna consciousness, you're gambling with your future. Because we can die at any minute. It happens all the time. Even youth die. Motorcycle accident, you know. You never know. Death can come. Even walking down the steps, you can fall and hit your head and die. Not you, but the body. So we have to take very seriously this process. Understanding death can come to me at any minute. At any minute I can leave my body. Even sitting here on the Vyasasana, I can leave my body in the middle of this lecture. It's possible. It happened to one godbrother. He's giving a lecture and he felt there was some great pain in his body, and he got off of Vyasasana and left his body. or giving a lecture. You never know. You could be sitting here hearing the class, somebody could drop dead in the middle of the class. It's possible. Things happen like that. It could happen to you. So how serious are you about fully giving yourself to Krishna right now? You understand this point? And you may say, this is fatalistic. How you can even talk like that? How can I enjoy life if I think that way? Well, think again, because being realistic actually liberates you from all anxieties, because when you take reality in full, when you actually understand that Krishna is there at every minute within your heart as a super soul, guiding you to achieve what you're interested in. If you want a sense gratification, he'll give you sense gratification. If you want spiritual life, he'll give you spiritual life. So you have to show Krishna, yes, I want spiritual life. That's what Krishna actually wants you to do, but he takes a neutral role as the Paramatma. But as Paramatma's external manifestation, the spiritual master does not take a neutral role. He says, give up this nonsense and fully surrender to Krishna right now. Whatever you think you know, besides Krishna consciousness, it is simply a big pile of rubbish. That's all. It's a big, big pile of rubbish. Your so-called learning, simply rubbish. You have to give up all the misinformation you've been programmed with since you came out of the womb of your mom. You have to get free of all that programming and come to the actual realization, Aham Brahmasmi, Jivira Sarupa Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. You have no business at all in any time, in any place, in any situation except to think, speak, and act in a way which is 100% pleasing to Lord Krishna. You have no other business. If you think you have another business, you are an illusion. You're completely an illusion. You have no business except to think, speak, and act in a way which is completely pleasing to Krishna in all times, places, and circumstances. So we require a guru. We require advanced devotees who can remind us and train us and teach us how to come to this consciousness. So you are here learning from advanced Vaishnavas. I'm very pleased with you for that. Please continue doing this and you'll become the most successful person. Actually, anyone who takes to this pathway, they become the most successful person. Even more, greater success, better position than the demigods. Better position than the demigod. Controllers of the universal affairs. Better position than the demigod. So now we can ask for any questions. We have about 20 minutes for questions. Okay. Comment from Guru Mataji. Ki Jai. It's like Krishna had Guru and Guru Mata. My disciples have Guru and Guru Mata. This is Guru Mata for my disciples.
What do you have to say about the half-away senses?
About the what?
Half-away senses.
Half obeisances. Actually, sometimes we see we're sitting like this, and we just kind of bend over. We leave our legs like there, and we bend over. I was trained by Vishnu Jan Swami, my original my Bhajaka guru. When he saw me offer obeisances like that, he said, "Those are cheating obeisances." I mean, you can't just, you're sitting and you bound halfway and you leave your legs just like they were. You have to actually unfold your legs and, you know.
And then what about those who are not able to?
If you're an invalid person and you're sick, then whatever you do, whatever you can do. Even if it's just this, you know. If you're sick and you're invalid, you just do whatever you can do. If you're sick, we can understand. He's an invalid, crippled person, can't move, his body is difficult to move. Then that's another thing. Yeah, that's another thing. We're not fanatical. But a young man should offer full obeisances, not just... Sometimes we see, sometimes they go offer obeisances like this, they just go... That's obeisances. In Vrindavan, I'm walking around the temple, I see tons of these. You know, this Prabhupada would go like this. See, they're just going... We need to learn from Prabhupada, you know. Vishnu Jan Swami told me one very nice point. He said, casual means casualty. You take this process very casually, you know, like, that's my, offer my obeisances. Casual, take it very casually, you know. Obladi, obla, like that Beatles song, you know, obladi, oblada, life goes on, wah. Don't take it too seriously, just kind of enjoy life, a little bit of show of bhakti to make it a little bit nice. You know. A little show of bhakti is a little finishing touch in my material life. For a little prestige, I'll make a show of bhakti, you see. No, that doesn't work. You'll see that among the Hindus. A little material life, 99%. A little show of bhakti, just so for my reputation. A little show of bhakti. Namaskar. Namaste ji. But that doesn't, Krishna can see. Actually, Krishna doesn't see what you're giving. He sees what you're holding back. So don't hold back anything, yeah. Microphone back to Guru Mata.
One time in Pune, you were saying that the Hindu, they do little religious to be respectful. But I remember that one time when we were waiting in the airport, and the security asked the dog to offer obeisances, but he personally didn't.
Yeah, that was really something. The security man, but had a big smile on his face. He bought the security dog, and he told the dog, Namaskar. The dog got down and offered obeisances to me. But the security guard didn't. He was just grinning, and he wanted to show how nicely he had trained the dog to offer obeisances. But he didn't offer obeisances. So don't be like that. Make a show of bhakti, you know. And parents also do. We've seen they bring the little child. They'll have the child offer obeisances. The parents won't offer obeisances. They have their kid offer obeisances, but they won't offer obeisances. I mean, it's the same nonsense. Okay. How are you so enthusiastic about preaching Krishna consciousness? Well, I don't know. I mean, I have Prabhupada's order. That's probably the main reason. Prabhupada ordered me in one... When I first got initiated, you see, mostly, Prabhupada would give the ceremony, he'd be there, you'd give your dakshin, and they would give it to Prabhupada. But when I got initiated, Prabhupada had already left, and he was in London, and I was in Texas. So the ceremony was done by Vishnu Jan Swami, and then what do you do with your dakshin? You got to mail it to Prabhupada. You send your dakshin by a letter to Prabhupada. And we told he was in London, we knew found out the address, probably the very place temple at that time. So I got to send a letter along with my dakshina. And I told Prabhupada how I wanted to spread this movement. Because I had that vision of wanting to make a revolution on this planet. And Vishnu Jan Maharaj also had that vision. So I was very inspired by him. So I told Prabhupada I wanted to spread the movement. And he wrote me back. He said, I can see you're a very sincere and enthusiastic boy, eager for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. So now simply continue enthusiastically as you are doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. So I have to give Prabhupada the credit for my enthusiasm, because he gave me a boon that if I would be enthusiastic, I would get Krishna's blessings. And Prabhupada doesn't lie. The fact is, the more I'm enthusiastic, the more I get blessed. So how much blessings do I want? I really want unlimited blessings, but I haven't yet manifested unlimited enthusiasm. I'm working on it. I'm begging Prabhupada, I get someday I can have unlimited enthusiasm. I have some degree, but I'm not perfect yet in my enthusiasm. I'm not yet perfect, but I'm praying for that day. But whatever enthusiasm I do have, it is by the mercy of Prabhupada and the servants of Prabhupada. Many times we get caught up in our personal life's problems. How to rise above this and become enthusiastic as you. Well, it's very simple. I remember we had in the early days of ISKCON, the householders also lived in the temple. We didn't have many, everybody there was no outside congregation in the early days in America. It was all devotees living in the temple, and even the householders lived. They have, like in our Houston temple, we had the temple room on the ground floor, prasadam room. It's part of prasadam room and brahmachari ashram on the second floor, and the third floor was the grihasthas. Each couple had their own room. So that was how it was in the beginning. And so in our Dallas community, we had about 80 devotees, householders and brahmacharis, and there was a sannyasi, Drishta Dunamaraj, who was in charge of this whole thing, and it was quite an endeavor. I mean, even you go to the, you know, even for diaper money for your kids, you go to the temple treasury for diaper money. I mean, it was really a huge management. You're managing householders and brahmacharis. You can imagine managing the householders at the same time. So it was quite an endeavor. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj, who was our GBC, he came, he was giving a lecture, and he was saying how, because Drishtadyumna Maharaj has accepted all of your problems on himself, he personally has no problems. It's a very poignant, Tamal Krishna Goswami is a very expert preacher. And I noted different things he would say. I used to, you know, I would hear so many lectures of it. That was an amazing point. Because he has accepted all of your problems, therefore he personally has no problems. So if you will take the problems of the suffering humanity on your shoulders, you're not going to have any problems personally anymore. The reason you have problems personally is you're not embracing the world deliverance mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to solve the problems of all the living entities in the cycle of birth and death. That's why you have personal problems. Because you're being selfish, you're being greedy. That's why you have problems. If you dedicate your life to delivering the fallen souls on this planet, to revolutionizing this global society, you're not going to have any personal problems anymore. It's a simple formula. Try it, you'll love it. How to overcome, you want to add anything? Just, you want to answer some of them? Here, well, let her answer some too. Pass this one to Guru Mata next. I don't have a question anymore. Okay. Oh, here's more. Okay. You can meditate on that one while I'm answering this one. How should one take glorification from the devotee friends and counselors, especially on his birthday? It's interesting. I remember Tamal Krishna Maharaj told that one time in Mayapur they made a birthday cake for a sannyasi and Prabhupada didn't like that. We don't celebrate. A birthday is a day when you give service. That you should give special service to all the devotees, not that everyone comes and sings happy birthday to you. We used to mock that when I was a kid. Happy birthday to you. You belong in the zoo. With the tigers and elephants and orangutans too. That's what I used to sing when I was a kid. But I mean, this happy birthday stuff is not really Vedic culture. Birthday means you, the day when you give service, special service to all the Vaishnavas. Not that everyone brings a cake and you blow up the candles and then little things they blow up and little hats. It's bogus. It's a completely bogus thing.
Actually, you give the charity.
Huh?
Actually, one gives the charity.
You give in charity to the Brahmins on your birthday because Krishna did that on his birthday. You give charity to the Vaishnavas on your birthday. That's how you observe your birthday. Not that, okay, Prabhu, this is my birthday today, and they make a cake, and we go, happy birthday. This isn't necessary. It's in this kind, it goes on a lot. They come up with a new one, happy birthday to you, maybe your karma be through. May this be your last birth, happy birthday to you. You know, they try to transcend down lines, but that's not what Prabhupada told us to do. Anyway, I say these things, but it doesn't have much of an effect. It still goes on. You want to answer one now?
This question is how to overcome weakness of the heart. How to overcome bad habits. It depends on what kind of habits one has. Material engagement,
microphone by the mouth.
Material sense gratification is the worst habit. So how do How to overcome the bad habits. And bad habit means one has all kinds of sense gratification. That's the bad habits which we have to overcome. In our four regulated principles, if one can follow that and abide by those very strictly, one can overcome all the bad habits. Four regulated principles, they are the pillars of all the bad habits. So if one can do it, follow these four regulated principles, they are four regulated principles of freedom from all the bad habits.
So you replace the bad habits with good habits. Now we have a short time, and I'll have back a big stack of questions. I'm going to try to just breeze through them, like 30 seconds per question. Since we were raised in misfit culture, how much we shall give ourselves time? Should we be patient and overcome? You should don't be cruel to yourself, You should become a pure devotee as soon as possible, but don't expect, it's going to happen overnight. You got to be patient with yourself. It's going to take me a whole lifetime, actually, to become fully qualified to become Krishna's eternal associate, to reestablish that position. But you should just dive into it and try to achieve it as soon as possible, and be at the same time be patient.
One has to do it right away.
Yeah.
Because we do not know when is the death coming.
That's right. How to overcome fault-finding tendency. As I'm many times answering this question, find faults with yourself. Only that person who's completely willing to find his own faults is qualified to point out the faults of others. If someone is totally willing to see all of his faults, admit them, and work hard to overcome them, such a person is qualified to point out the faults of others. It's a service. Fault-finding is a service for a person who has conquered his own faults. You see what I'm saying? Fault finding is a service. The spiritual master's duty is to be a fault finder. It's the duty of advanced devotees to be a fault finder. But you can't do it when you're an envious person. It has to be done out of pure love. Okay. Thank you so much for your wonderful lectures. My question is, many times we don't like to do service and we waste a lot of time now. How to revive inspiration to service? Just do the service as a matter of duty, as you're instructed, and try to perfect that service. And just like my godbrother Uttama Shloka, what was the service he was given as a new bhakta? Clean the toilet. In India, that's considered really low class. Oh, clean the toilet. Oh, you're kidding? Me? I'm from a Brahmin family. Clean the toilet. You see? So he took it very... Of course, we don't have the caste thing in the U.S., but... we're all just Americans, the topmost people in the whole world. That's the puffed up American mentality. But now he took it. He took it with great enthusiasm. I'm going to make that toilet so clean. And he took it with great enthusiasm. He perfected the art of cleaning the toilet. So that should be the move. He was enlivened with cleaning the toilet, making the cleanest toilet in the whole world. You see what I'm saying?
Bad habits. That's why we are lazy of doing the service.
So many bad habits.
Yeah, we are all entangled with all kinds of dream state.
Okay. I like everything in bhakti except seva. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Bhakti is seva. That means you don't even understand what bhakti is, you rascal. I can do a little seva, but when I get some more, I get irritated. Please tell me what to do. You should do as much seva as possible. Because actually seva is saves. You become saved by seva. If you don't do Krishna seva, you will do Indriya seva. You are doing seva already 24 hours a day. You just decide where that seva will be directed, where it will be channeled. You're already doing seva constantly at every minute. You have to channel that seva to Krishna instead of to your senses. Become Goswami. Okay. whenever a particular service is allotted to us, and we render that, but then we might not please the authority. In such case, how should we judge that we did a genuine endeavor? You will know if you sincerely tried your best. You should be honest with yourself. You'll know. You'll know when you tried your best. I have a problem of sleeping in two to eight hours. See, daytime, I am so much in ignorance that I don't even think I'm doing anything wrong. I'm sleeping in 2 to 8. What is it?
2 to 3 hours.
Oh, 2 to 3 hours. He's taking a nap of 2 to 3 hours in the daytime. Well, if you're only taking, 4 hours at night, that's okay. Prabhupada split his sleep up. He would take 2 hours at night and an hour and a half in the day. So if you can split your sleep up if you need to. As long as you don't take more than 6 or 7. One time Prabhupada said 8. And one, I think, morning walk, he said 8. But the main thing, 6 is the standard. There's a concession for 7, and even sometimes 8 could be allowed if you really need it. But devotee, as you advance in Krishna consciousness, you will naturally sleep less because you don't want to sleep. You're so enlivened for service, sleep gets in the way of your service. You don't like to. You want to minimize it. How can we develop strong Krishna conscious relationships with our devotee friends by always hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, and serving Krishna together? What type of qualities one should have for preaching? Enthusiasm, determination, and patience. How can we give up fear of distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books? Because many people criticize, and when we do it, so then we don't feel the distribute books. You have to be in the mood of a salesman. Any salesman of any product, most people say no. Now, a successful salesman has a little mantra. Even a karmic salesman is really good. He has this kind of a mantra that he uses to fire himself up in sales. It goes like this. Some will, some won't. So what? Next. You have to have the mood of a salesman. Even someone who's selling shoes or, buffalo horns or whatever they may be. It's the same thing. As anyone is successful in business, they have to have that enthusiasm and be callous to all the no's. Another way is every no is one. An expert salesman relishes every no because that's one step closer to yes. He goes, no. He hears no. Ah, yeah. The yes is coming. Every no means I'm that much closer to yes. And that's the mood of an expert salesman. That's what you have to have. You have to be in the mood of a salesperson. Give me those no's. Yeah. Let me hear all those no's because that means yes is just now coming. If you don't hear the no's, you're not going to hear a yes. You got to hear the no's if you want a yes. The taste for sense gratification is not yet gone. At the same time, higher taste is not fully developed. What shall be done? Keep practicing this process and gradually it will come. You have to keep taking the sugar candy, even though you jaundiced person experience that it is bitter. By taking the sugar candy on the order of the physician, the sugar candy will regain its original sweet flavor. When we take to Krishna consciousness, we lose the taste for our material college studies. As a student, how to study for the pleasure of Krishna? Prabhupada actually encouraged devotees to finish their degrees. We can see many, just like our Trivikram Swami, he was a college student in Buffalo, New York. Living in the ashram, he continued his college studies. And then he became a Pakka Sannyasi, a powerful sannyasi. So actually material to be expert in material studies is a very good skill that you can apply to studying Krishna consciousness also. So go ahead and do well, excel in your material studies, and that the ability to know how to study well will help you in Krishna consciousness.
How to melt our heart to call Krishna in the form of Vaishnava songs. Just try to meditate on the meaning of the song and try to enter into that mood. Gopinath, mamani vedana shuno, vishayi durjana, sada kamarata, kichunahi muraguna.
My dear Gopinath, Lord of the Gopis, I'm a materialistic rascal. I'm always full of lust. You see, please save me from this position. Try to enter into that mood. You are a materialistic rascal. So try to enter into that mood, calling out to Krishna to save you from your Durjana consciousness.
We see that internet is such a powerful media, which devotees also use either for preaching or for some regular purposes, but it is dangerous also. In any moment there is sometimes dirty pictures which contaminates the consciousness, so how to do the service at the same time remain unaffected. Don't click on that picture of the girl that will take you to a girly site. Don't click on it. You got to be disciplined if you want to deal with the internet. I think you have some system that, but you should be strong enough that you can go on the unrestricted internet and not fall down into it. I deal with the internet every day, and those things, you know, I get emails, you know. Some girl is saying how she wants to be my girlfriend. I get an email, some girl wants to be my girlfriend, right? Some, you know, real lovey-dovey, smoochy type of emails you get, wanting you to click on some girl from Russia wants a boyfriend, you know, so-called. That's all garbage. You just have to immediately recognize it and delete the damn thing. You've got to be very staunch, otherwise you get carried away. Prabhupada warned me about, you know, I had a desire to become a powerful preacher. Prabhupada said, no sex desire. He told me, become free from sex desire. It's a very important thing to get free from. He said, no sex desire, then you can think big Vaishnava. That's what he told me. No sex desire, then you can think big Vaishnava. While answering one question, you said, fault finding is a service, but for a person who has conquered his faults. So my question is, how can one conquer one's faults? Is it possible to live life without making even a single fault?
Yes, it's possible when you become a pure devotee. Until then, you're going to make mistakes. Making mistakes is one of the four defects of the conditioned souls. You can actually measure your advancement in Krishna consciousness by how many mistakes you make every day. When you make mistakes, you can know, I've got a long way to go. When your mistakes start to become less and less, you know you're making spiritual progress. The thing is, you will, if you stick with this process, you will achieve a state completely beyond mistakes. It takes time. You've been caught up in mistake loka for thousands and millions of lifetimes. But if you continue in this process, you will get to that point beyond all mistakes. How to get the mood of preaching? Need your mercy. Well, Prabhupada defines a Krishna conscious person in his purport. He's a Krishna conscious being. Now you can measure whether you're really a Krishna conscious being or not according to Prabhupada's definition. A Krishna conscious being is always planning how to deliver the entire suffering humanity back to home, back to Godhead. Is that what you're thinking about when you wake up in the morning? How can I deliver the suffering humanity? Is that your mood when you wake up? Well, you're not really Krishna conscious yet. Unless we are thinking like that, we're not even Krishna conscious yet. We're just aspiring to become Krishna conscious someday soon.
But actual Krishna consciousness means who is intense in his desire to liberate all the fallen souls of this world back to Godhead. That is Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada defines. So think about that, and that will help you get in the mood of a preacher. Because if you're not in the mood of a preacher, you're not even a devotee. Lord Krishna says, surrender to me, and that same order manifests in the Kali Yuga as become guru and deliver the world, given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unless you're in that mood of delivering the world, you're not really a devotee yet. You're in the, you're what we call a fringy, you're on the fringe of bhakti, on the fringe of bhakti. When you're actually in that mood of delivering the fallen souls, now you're becoming a devotee. Till then, you're not really a devotee. In Srila Prabhupada's times, the international preaching was flourishing. What is the reason for the low rate of preaching in the West? Well, the West was, America was a hotbed of Krishna consciousness back in the 60s and early 70s. They were joining the ashrams practically every day. They were joining. It was the hippie movement days also. So many young people were renouncing the culture of their parents and looking for bringing a new, beautiful love and peace culture to the world. That was the hippie movement. And it was a very ripe time. That Prabhupada actually, I was told by Dhanavir Maharaj that Prabhupada said that was Krishna's arrangement to help me get my movement started. That hippie movement was a special arrangement by Krishna. That's what Prabhupada, I was told that Prabhupada said. So that the hippie movement now is past. So how to revive? One time it was said, America is the sleeping giant. How do you wake up the sleeping giant? Well, I'm trying what I can do. In my e-course, mostly people from India sign up. That's the fact. If somebody signs up from Europe and America, I get all excited. Oh, wow, somebody outside of India has joined today. Ki jai. But mostly Indians are signing up, even though I'm advertising all over the world. That's the reality right now, you see. India is where it's really happening. America was where it was happening then, but now India is where it's really happening. So how to do it? I said, I don't know. I'm trying whatever I can do and praying that we can do it, because we have to get these American people Krishna conscious. They're not. And it's a big duty we have, a responsibility. So now we'll wrap it up real quick. This is the last two. It finished. How to always be determined to do some service, to be in Krishna consciousness when the situations are opposing us to do, like parents don't want all this, so when we are, and when we are not in the association of devotees. Actually, the insider's secret is Krishna has perfectly arranged your situation so that you can surrender fully to him right now. Even the opposition is actually your best friend. One has to learn how to see that. Prabhupada said, unless there is strong opposition, there cannot be glorious victory. So whatever opposition you may feel is actually the special mercy of Krishna to help you become a great hero. So try to see everything as a special blessing of Krishna to help you become fully devoted to him at every minute with every thought, word, and deed. Externally, we want to do big things and take big challenges as done by great souls like Prabhupada and disciples, but is it essential to be internally same potent as the great souls, or is the intent good enough? You just be an instrument. If you're not a great acharya, just be an instrument of the great acharyas. That's also good. If you can't be Lord Ram, then be one of Ram's monkeys. Then your life becomes glorious, you see. Just be a puppet in the hands of Guru and Krishna. That's all you have to do. Prabhupada said, I have no potency. I have no bhakti. I have no devotion. Even though I'm designated bhakti Vedanta, I have no bhakti, no Vedanta. But I'm simply praying, Krishna, I am your puppet. You make me dance, make me dance, make me dance as you like. So all you have to do is be a good dancer. Just be a good puppet in the hands of Guru and Krishna. Let them pull your strings. You don't have to be a great acharya, just be a good puppet. Just be a surrendered soul, let them pull the strings. Whatever you want me to do, Gurudev, I'm simply your servant. You engage me wherever you want. Now I belong to you for all of eternity. Do what you want to do with me. Accept me as your eternal sold-out instrument. That's all you have to do. You don't have to be a great acharya or a great realized soul. Just be a sincere, humble servant, and you'll become empowered to do amazing things. So we'll stop here, and we thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada flood the whole world with Krishna Prema Ki Jai. Gaura Prema Nandi.